Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Lamed Hey, Bechoros 35. And today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah discusses incidents in where a blemish was placed upon a firstborn animal, but it wasn't done with the intent to allow the animal to be eaten. We know that the law is that a firstborn animal has to be given to the Kohen for an offering, but if the time when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer there, then we have to wait until the animal has a blemish, and only then can the animal be slaughtered for the Kohen. So the Mishnah discusses a case where the blemish was placed intentionally, but not because there was an understanding that that would allow the animal to be eaten. So the Gemara, the Mishnah's case is as follows. Mishnah actually has two cases. The first is there was an incident where there was a firstborn male sheep, and what happened was it had, because they were not allowed to cut the hair, shear the sheep of this wool, and so therefore the sheep was the wool was very long, and it was very hairy, and it had a long beard, and so therefore was very unusual and was being weighed down by it. V'ra'ahu kazdor echad. And so there was a certain person who was not of the Jewish faith, an officer, and he saw that the sheep, which was so unusual, was weighed down by its heavy wool, that it wasn't sheared, because it's against the law to shear the wool of the firstborn. And so this kazdor said to the Jewish owner, he said to the owner of the sheep, Ma tivo shalzeh? How come you're allowing this sheep's beard to grow to such a degree? What's the nature of this unusual beard? And so the owner of the sheep said, Amru lo b'chorhu v'einu nishrat alam kein hayabomum. He says, I can't slaughter the animal yet because it doesn't have a blemish and because it's the firstborn. So when the kazdor heard this, not al pigum, he took like a spear or a knife of some sort, vitzaram ozno, and he made a defect, he made a blemish in the ear of this sheep. And Rashi explains that he didn't do this in order to have the intent to allow the animal to be eaten, because his understanding was just that the animal could be eaten if it got a blemish on its own, but not if you actually made the blemish. So he didn't understand the full impact of what he was doing. But when the matter came before the sages, the sages allowed it, because the sages said, for this reason, because he didn't realize by making the blemish that he was actually allowing the animal to be eaten. He just thought he was making a joke, and so therefore they allowed it. But then, of course, it happened so often. What happened was, he says, oh, I see that by doing this I'm doing a favor for my Jewish friends. He said, now I know what to do. So so he went and he did the same thing, but now it was with the intent to allow the animals to be eaten. And so he did this to all the other firstborn animals that he saw, but the sages said, no, you can't do this. And the sages prohibited under those circumstances. And so too, the Mishnah offers a second case. Pamachas hayu tinokos mesachakim besadeh, that there were these little children and they were playing in the field. Vikashu zanvetalim zebazeh, and they did something which was cruel, but sometimes children act in this manner, and they tied together the tails of this sheep, and as a result of that, v'nifsikaz navo shel echamehem, one of the sheep's tails broke, and which is a blemish. And so they came to the rabbis, v'arehu b'chor, the animal was a firstborn, so we want to know if we can slaughter the animal because it has a blemish, even though the children made the blemish intentionally, but they didn't make it with the intent to allow it to be eaten. They just did it with the intent to do their games. The sages allowed it. And so therefore, once these children saw this, they saw that it was allowed, they went and they did this to the other sheep. They tied other tails together. And then at this point, the sages said, no, that's not prohibited. It's not permitted. They prohibited it. Kol shehu l'daito, anything which is itself permitted, anything which he does with his intent to make the blemish, and he understands that it's going to allow it to be permitted, then asur, then it's going to be prohibited to eat as a result of this. Shelo l'daito mutar, but anything that's done without the intent, meaning to say, anything that his intent was not to allow the blemish in order to allow the animal, then it's not going to be permitted. That's the way Rashi understands it. The ladato is the intent of the person who's making the blemish. And if his intent or her intent was to allow the animal to be eaten, then it's not permitted. But if his or her intent was just to make a blemish, but they don't care about whether or not the animal is eaten, then indeed it would be prohibited. Whereas Rambam and Rabbeinu Gershom take a different approach. But what does ladato mean? They say, no, it's the intent of the owner, meaning if the owner knows what's going on and the owner still allows you to make the blemish, that's going to be problematic, and that's not going to allow you to eat the animal. But if the owner has no idea, and then this person comes along, then Rambam and Rabbeinu Gershom would say it would be permitted. But we see from here that sometimes when you do an act unintentionally, or you do it intentionally, but without the intent to allow something to be permitted, then it will be permitted. Even if you had done it with intent, it wouldn't have allowed it. So there's a similar case that the Torah Lishma discusses where a person had blood fell into a pot he was cooking, and there wasn't enough ratio to allow the food item to be eaten. There was too small amount of water corresponding to the blood, so the food was prohibited. But then the person says, oh, the food's prohibited. Well, now I'm going to make a bigger pot and clean my utensils in it. So he added more water, and then it became permitted. But you're not allowed to add water to nullify prohibited substance by making a higher ratio, but generally speaking. But in this case, when he added the water, his intent was not to allow the food item to be eaten. So since he added it not with the wrong intent, therefore Torah Shema said, under those circumstances, even though he added the water, it would be permitted, like our case of the first situation, and where the non-Jew made the blemish on the sheep.